The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We are nearing the end of the year, Jules. We're in October now.
Yep.
We've crossed mid-October.
That's right.
It's terrifying.
It's exciting.
A lot of kids are going to be doing their exams, a lot of them wrapping up school in a couple
of
months.
This week is like the last week for Year 12s, I think.
Is it?
This week or next week. God.
And something that comes with it this time of year is a lot of students like to show their appreciation towards all the hard work their teachers have put in over the year.
Yep.
And they like to buy their teacher a gift. Were you a gift-giving student when you went to school?
I think my mum generally sent me along with a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
Because she was also a teacher.
And she knew that they appreciated chocolates.
Yeah. She was like, I'd much rather chocolates than another mug that says, number one teacher, filled with a gross soap.
Yeah. Okay.
She got so many of them and she'd be like, oh, thank you. And like,
yep.
My mum's very particular about the kind of cups that she uses for her tea in the morning. And
she doesn't want the number one teacher mug.
No.
Also, it feels a bit boasty in the staff room, doesn't it, when you're surrounded by teachers?
I think she just took them all, like kept them all at work in the staff room. Just anyone can use them.
Yeah, they're all number one.
Yeah, so we used to send chocolates along. And that was the generic present for our teachers.
In early years, Mum bakes the best treats, like biscuits and cake. She nails it.
Yeah.
So Mum used to bake a big batch of cookies.
Nice.
And we would take those to school for the teachers. And I did that through primary school. And then when I went to high school, Mum's kind of like, well, if you want to get your teacher a gift, get her a gift. Do it yourself. I'm not your slave. Anyway. Jeez, Mum.
All right, Mrs. Cromer.
So I kind of just stopped doing it because, you know, I was a high school teenager.
Yeah. And you have many different teachers as well when you're
at
high school.
It's true. You do move through them. Different subjects have different teachers. Well, a survey has been done, surveyed a bunch of teachers to find out exactly what they want as end of year gifts. And it's interesting you brought up the mug thing, Jules, because apparently that is what they do not want.
Nope.
They're tired of the mugs.
Oh, yeah. I imagine a lot of teachers have like a mug smashing ceremony on the last day of school. No, thank you. Smash.
They just get out some angst.
Little Johnny was an annoying little beep. Smash.
Go into the smash room. Apparently, at the very, like, it's the card that means more to them than the gift itself a lot of the time. So they'll get a mug and they'll get it with a card and the card says some wonderful things. It makes them feel appreciated.
Yeah.
They love the card. The mug's just kind of junk in the closet. Other things that came up as gifts they'd probably rather not receive, hand cream, chocolate, which was baffling.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I thought that would
have been
all over
that. My mum did pass a lot of it on to us kids.
Okay. Perfume, pen, candle, plant, or stationery. Those are the things that teachers are like, just give us a card.
Just don't, yeah.
Card's ample. What they would like, however, they asked if they would like a gift from the kids. They said the best situation is when the whole class all gets together and they all communicate and they go, let's pull our resources and let's get a gift card.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm. Just one big gift.
And then it's a decent decent little present too, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Rather than 20 cups that you're never going to use.
They can go out and buy a cup they actually will use.
Yeah. Or maybe the whole teapot.
Yeah.
The whole set.
Maybe. So if you're wondering what to get Mr. or Mrs. Krabopple this year, assuming that's your teacher's name.
Yep.
There it is. Pull your resources. Get a gift card.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.